Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Talking about December, right, we do know that when it's the festive season, you've got visitors, right, that come and visit, right? Now, what kind of a visitor are you when visiting people's houses? Are you the type that likes asking questions on the renovations and decorations? Are you the type that is going to be on some... and then they put the booty on the bed.
How?
And then they open up cupboards. Mbali, what type of a visitor are you?
I'm very conservative, so I don't like to pry in people's homes.
Yeah.
But if I see something stunning, I'll be like, oh my goodness, bee sting, what is this? You know? But I'm very careful because, you know, it's someone's personal space.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say or do much. But sometimes, you know, like if people do renovations and you're just like, oh, Maragwan's like,
do you ask for the prices also?
No. I know people are very sensitive. Yeah. So like it also depends on who it is. So if it's like an extremely close friend, I'll be like, oh, this looks expensive. You know, how much did you pay for this? And then, you know, but it depends on the person.
Yeah.
But if I'm just visiting a family member, I don't want to enter that space. Yeah.
And you sleep?
I'm like Mbali. I'm a very conservative visitor. Like, I'm the kind of visitor who would, who you would tell, oh, Slew, make yourself at home. Yeah. And I would still say, Beasting, may I please have a glass of water? You know, I respect people's spaces. And even when it's closed people, I just don't want to be in their business like that, because I don't want them to visit me and open my fridge. We're not doing that, because I'm going to confront you.
Yeah.
So when I get into people's spaces, I sit down. And I actually enjoy it when we get to sit outside, because I feel like when we are outside, it's a bit more relaxed. Because now I'm sitting on your couch, and maybe you don't want people putting their legs on your couch.
Hey. Now, when you confront them, what do you say to them?
Why are you opening my fridge? Yes, why are you opening my fridge?
I'm sure Pina's those kind of people.
Exactly.
He looks like the type. Exactly.
Like, guys, you can already guess. I get overly comfortable very quickly.
Yeah.
I get overly comfortable very quickly. So, anyway, any friend, any family member, now I get there and I feel comfortable like it's my place.
Are you serious?
Serious.
Like,
I because you know why? It's an anxiety thing. So like if I feel like I need to tiptoe around this new environment, I'm not gonna be myself. So if I get there and I become myself, I already feel comfortable. And you also already feel comfortable, because I think about the person that I'm visiting as well.
Okay.
They probably feeling anxious about, oh, I've got a visitor, I need to be, you know, prim and proper, my place. I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to get there. Whether it's dirty or not, I'm just here.
You know what, Pila? I think me and you were the same WhatsApp group.
Oh, Nangena, you're fully free.
Nangena. Tell me why
you're fully free. Ice block.
Do you understand?
Anything.
Chomi bile dashi kai.
Dashi.
Anna ma boundaries.
Behave. Let me ask this. How do you feel when people visit you and they do that?
Oh, no, honey. That's why I don't have visitors.
You see now, that's a double standard.
I've got a really good friend of mine who comes to my place.
Yeah.
Very often. And he really just makes himself at home at my place.
Okay.
He gets there and he fudumezas the leftovers.
Boys.
He's there, he's chilling, and he eats, and then he's like, chill.
Would he even chill in his boxes at your place?
No, that's a little bit too much. No. That's about too much.
It's a
bit too much.
Microwave and warm up stuff.
I know that one is a bit too much.
Okay, so even if they're sleeping over, good job, I'm outing. Let me visit you.
I know, skatlubula. Keep your clothes on.
Why are you guys all? 0636880959. Oh wait, now if my friend wants to wear her kanga, show me. Just not in my vicinity. 0636880959. That's the studio WhatsApp number. What type of a visitor are you?
Job is thing, but how do you come into my house as a visitor and you start making yourself comfortable? Thing is, you know, when I get to people's houses, yo, I love beautiful things. So I'll just go, hey, Chami, this is beautiful. And congratulations on this. That's me, positive. You understand? So if somebody is to come into my house and start making themselves comfortable, hey, becomes an issue for me. Also, when it comes to food, I don't just eat. So I'm a very particular person when it comes to food. So if somebody is to make me food, yes, that's where, hey, it becomes an issue, because I prefer food done in a particular way. So yeah. That's me. I don't even go visit a lot. I don't. I'm an indoor person. When we go out, let's meet in the park, in the restaurants, and it's Kidwani in the Val.
But Kidwani, that's so costly if you're always going to be going out into public areas. If you can just, you know, have the visitor come over, why don't you want me to be comfortable in your space? How Kidwani? How Munna?
I don't visit at all, and I'm full of visit. I shang in somewhere for 30 minutes and then tops chai. Same thing as if you just come unannounced. I'll just open the door and nani, you police, you go so to crandy, my tarapong it, I even says a pizinyan since I said that's all.
I'm a guy. No. There's no way that you are going to say to me that you do not visit people. I mean, especially during the December time, you've got to interact with people. And sometimes you just don't want to interact in a public place. How? Ninjani lena. Into a channel.
Hello, Benola. Hello, my baby. Please don't wake me up when I'm still asleep. Don't bring me coffee in my bedroom. Please, I shall drink it when I wake up. Wake up, do your thing. If you wake up at 5 in the morning, it's none of my business. Just wait for me to wake up, please. Do not disturb when I'm sleeping. Amen.
See, then clearly you need to have a board put outside your bedroom written do not disturb between these certain hours, because have a bonolo ba visita chomi.
Now I'm different. I won't do things to your house, whatever. I put my booty in your bed. No. But if someone came and visited me and doing all those things, I feel like, oh my goodness, they are free, they feel at home. I'm just becoming so happy. But I don't do that to their houses. But when they do it at my house, I don't have a problem. No, you can even put your booty in my bed. I don't have a problem. That's how I am. But with me, I won't do that in my house. Never, ever. Ask questions, no way. I won't do that. And people are always asking me, how much is a bedroom? Oh, but I just tell them, I gotta Google and show them. Hey, people, this thing, people.
Chumi, you allow visitors in your bedroom? I would not be able to do that. Not in my bedroom. Not on the bed that I layeth with my glow in the dark, my darling. It will never happen. Because listen, I'll we can sit in the sitting room, we can sit in the kitchen, we can do whatever, right? But not in the bedroom.
No. Please make me understand, why are people visiting? Why are people visiting? Let's just start there.
But Chumi, it's December. They need to visit. I mean, really, guys. Let the people visit. Let the people have access to every single room. Let them do as they please. Okay.
When it comes to visiting,
I don't visit people at all, you know, unless it's a close friend of mine and then una something. Okay, I will visit and then stay in my little corner and behave until ngahambe. And if it's a very, very close friend and then somebody would ask, Chomi, kupon tu seka salati, and I definitely do that, but within boundaries, you understand. I'm just not going to go and open cupboards. I need to be given permission. Girl, whatever you're going to need is in that cupboard. I will open that cupboard. If I don't find what I want in that cupboard, I will come and ask you, Chomi, you said it is spicy dimo and I cannot find them. Oh, Chomi, you didn't say I must open the other one. You said this one. So I'll stick to my lane. So Lynn, now when people come to me, stick to your lane. That's why I hardly have visitors, guys.
Permission for who, Baba?
For me, visiting is not a problem. You can visit, come to my house. We are family. It's my time. I'll also look after you, cater for you. We have good times, enjoy our meals, share conversations. Because these days we are so busy during the year. We even hardly go and visit each other and all that. So if somebody wants to visit, it's fine. That's how I was raised. That's how my grandmother did it. Families and families, our cousins, they used to come to my house, Dako Shawena, and we would be like 40, if possible, enjoying the Christmas. And that's a moment, and those are beautiful moments that money cannot buy. Yeah, let's not westernize everything too much. Let's show love. That is the best way we could show love to our family. So I still believe in that. There's nothing wrong. As long as you come, I look after you. Danko.
40 slow, no, 40.
But you know, to his point of westernizing things, I get that. But I think also the older we grow, we start having preferences. Mm. You know, that used to work hanebali 40 because neil baba nyan, you understand. Yeah. So there was some kind of adult supervision. Mm. Now as an adult, you can't just be roaming around in my house.
Imagine what their parents were thinking when it was all 40.
You
of
know
them
what
then.
I mean? You know what I mean?
Man, we've got one more voice note.
Yo, Amina, I don't. I'm that mvakashi available of any permission. I won't just tara and, you know, I wait for you to serve me first. Mm-hmm. And then maybe if you tell me that make yourself at home, mm-hmm. then yeah, I will then make myself at home. But yeah. I will check, we'll see, how are you? Are you that, those neat freaks? If you're a neat freak, obviously I know we say lo ofuna ukugenzela because of ufuna clean after. So if you are lazy, you're like, make yourself at home, and I'm also like that. I don't like hospitality. I prefer people who just come and just even before I tell them to make yourself at home, if they don't have that energy, I become happy.
Mm. Also, B, I feel like being a conservative visitor gives you an opportunity to see what kind of a person your host is.
Yeah.
Right? There's people that you visit and 10 minutes into the conversation already says about, man, huna le dikuku, huna le tea, huna le ing ing, right? They're already offering you food. And then there's people who go for hours and hours without even offering you a glass of water.
Yeah.
Then you know what kind of a host your person is. Then you know what kind of a visitor you must be.
No, that type of a person you just don't visit.
But that's it. I get it more. Get it. I get my kitchen, fridge, Yeah, thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Yeah, these are people that have been raised correctly. Do you understand?
I prefer when I visit someone. Because I feel claustrophobic in people's spaces, understand? I respect it that much, but I feel like, it's too much. I'll ask you, and likewise, when you visit me, I'm going to say, and even if I visit you, I would rather problem a le go strateng even bona se a problem o batlang go cost go batlang go ntu o chaketse nna re chaketse ntwaka. That's the question.
But what if I'm a nosy, nosy friend and actually I want to see all the contents that are within the house? Ow, Chomi, Kanti, what are we friends for? We've got another voice note.
Good morning, Bonolo. Ah, Andeke, Asozi, Andizi. Yo, I'm the queen of the night. I glow in my bedroom. Soze, Bonolo. Angeke. Soze, yenzeke lento. Haki, haki, for who? For what? Love you, Bonolo.
I love you too, honey. I like that I glow in my bedroom. O glow akanjani mngani wami.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.